All right, you know the drill. At the end of the podcast, whenever Patrick sings his little, "This was the podcast," little song, stick around to the very end, because after that, you're going to hear an interview with Dustin Lynch that we did on the show for his new album. So you know what to do. All right, ready? Here we go.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
What is so funny?
Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
What?
What?
Big D and Bubba podcast.
Oh, new gold?
Yeah, brand new gold.
Go Tigers. Go Tigers.
Just because this is the first podcast since then, right?
No, last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But we didn't have it because they hadn't gone to the White House yet.
Yes, that's true. I was laughing because just as we start the jingle, Amber from down the hall comes in here and steals some of our stools.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? She just walked out with those.
Go Tigers. Go Tigers.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what are you going to do, man?
This podcast is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ew. Better parts, better prices.
Did
every
someone
day.
Get shot and then they get it out?
No, that was like a, I don't know, it was a sound effect.
Oh, nice.
Just go with it, bro.
So here we are, man. We got a lot of stuff going on, man. I feel like today it's been busy.
It has been. At the end of the week, we do a lot of work before we can actually get to the podcast, and it's kind of like our little way to wrap up on the end. And I thought it was cool. Andrew Carlson just asked on Facebook. He said, "Hey, what time do you do the podcast on Facebook?" I'm like, "Oh, just about right now." So he was good to go.
Good timing.
And then big shout out to Amy Dunlap, who said, "Hey, I wanted to ask you guys to do your weigh-ins on Wednesday before I go into work. Could you please do them earlier?" Which we were doing the weigh-ins earlier. We do them really the first break of the show. And then
the other thing is, we've always been this way. We don't like doing things the same. We don't like doing the same thing at the same time every day.
Never do.
Tasty Tweets is the only one we've ever done.
In all the years of our show, it's the only thing we've ever done at the same time.
And we have radio consultants who will tell us, you know, you guys need to get a
benchmark,
and then you do it every day at the same time. We're like, no. I mean, no. We're not going to do that.
First of all,
it's
do your own
boring.
Show. If you could do your own show, then do it.
It's just like, because then you get people who only listen to the show for a certain, because you have routines.
Yeah.
You're in the car a certain time, usually every day or a weekday.
I don't want to bore somebody by having them get in the car.
And knowing what that's coming.
Yes, 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 yes. And Tasty Tweets, I think, is the only thing that we ever agreed to do that is at one time.
And I'll tell you, you know why? Do you know why?
No, I don't.
The real reason?
What? Oh, so they could sell it or do advertising on it? Or, no.
Nope.
What?
Because we got a really cool jingle song on it.
Oh.
That an introduction. And because of that, we're like, "Oh, this sounds great." So we just kept doing it. Yeah. That's the science behind us. It's that.
Well,
that's pretty much
that's how deep we've done as we went. We just said, "Oh, the jingle sounds great."
23 years now. Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. Kind of part of me says that's really awesome.
Yeah, I'm proud of that.
And the other part goes, "Man, really? You didn't put more into that than that, guys?"
No, you know we don't.
No, we don't. That's the fun thing is, you know, just like with the podcast, we turn it on. Like so many people do their podcasts and they have notebooks and reams of paper across their desk that they rifle through because they're like, "Okay, I know what I'm going to talk about on this."
And I can't tell that they have.
No.
They do all that stuff and you kind of go,
the only one is Dan Car. What's his name? Dan, the guy who does the history thing.
Carlin, yeah, I know what you mean.
Dan Carlin. I think
there's also revisionist history with the.
But nobody does their stuff like Dan. Dan's like he's really got cool. all the.
But that's
the
a different kind
stuff.
Of thing. That's where you know. Yeah, if we were gonna do you know a that type, then yeah, we would have to. But that's not.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, anyway, if you are following along, I don't think we've really talked about it much on the podcast about the 100 pounds in 100 days. So let's give it a little background on it. We, about 10 years ago, had to lose some weight for something. So we came up with this thing. We're like, okay, what if
life?
We did? Yeah, you remember that? But
we had to lose weight for something.
to keep alive. I forget what it was. We had some event where like, oh, we got to drop weight, man. So anyway, we did this thing where we came up with this concept, 100 pounds in 100 days. So between myself, Big D, and Patrick, we would try to lose 100 pounds total, and we failed. I think we came up like 12 pounds short.
Combined weight loss.
Yeah, combined weight. Then we did it again a couple years later, like 2 years later. It was a year later. And again, we fell short, like 20 pounds short. Mm-hmm. So we took a couple years off, did it again, and we came pretty close. I think we were within 10 pounds. And that was after we added Carson to the show. So yeah. She definitely helped out. And it's a tough thing to do. Like, you always think that 100 pounds between four people in just 100 days, that should be easy, but it's not.
It should be easy when you're our size, but for most people, I think it's pretty hard.
Well, actually, you start physically, the way diets usually work is you start off and you drop drastic the first couple weeks. And then everything slows down. Your metabolism catches up and says, ooh, I don't want you losing anymore.
You lost a lot for first 2 weeks.
First week, I'll give you a little heads up here. Big D lost 7 pounds on week one. Bubba lost nine. Patrick also lost 9. And then Carson lost 4. So we're like, woo, week one, 29 pounds down. All right. Week two, Big D lost 0.
But it didn't gain.
No, exactly. You didn't gain. But you went from losing 7 to losing 0. So that second week, your body's already starting to go into diet rebellion. Somehow, I think it was because I was really deathly ill, I was able to drop 6 pounds. And then Patrick dropped 3 and Carson dropped 3. So we've already started the slowing process. So now we're at a total of 41 pounds. And you go, well, 41 pounds.
You guys should have this done in 2 more weeks.
Yeah, exactly. But it's not going to work that way.
No, we'll be up next week.
If not next week, definitely the week after. It'll be close to flat or up probably the next couple weeks until our bodies readjust.
I'll say you're up a pound. Patrick will be down 2 pounds. Carson will be down a pound. And I will be flat.
Now you're going to have a good week. You're going to be down this week.
I hope so.
I have cheated. My wife doesn't want me stepping on the scale, but once a week. I have gotten on it, not just Wednesday, but I got on it this morning before work, and I was down again. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah. It's
a lot?
Not a lot. Just like two or three pounds. But, that's still lot. 2 or 3 pounds since Wednesday.
Since Wednesday's a lot. That's 2 days, dude.
Yeah. So, well, we'll
see. Lot.
Now, I couldn't mess it up over the weekend because we're doing a big weekend thing with my son, and we're going to see a concert, and we're doing dinner and all kinds of crazy stuff like that. Plus, yeah, you fed me this morning.
Don't say that because that sounds weird.
Big D fed me. He came with food, and he said, here,
like
Bubba.
A baby bird.
Yes. And
spit it back in your mouth.
It was great. It was regurgitated. What was that? It was brisket, but what did you do? It was like a special, like, Texas style.
Okay, so there's different ways of doing brisket. Texas style brisket traditionally is salt and pepper. And then I use another rub that I get from Rudy's restaurant, Texas Icon. And I use that on top to kind of gets a good bark.
It was fantastic.
Dude, let me tell y'all, I shouldn't have done it. Because I got home and I wasn't doing a full brisket. So a brisket is made of two parts, a point and a flat. I just did a flat. And Patrick wanted some and you wanted some. And so I started it at like noon at the house, smoking it, literally putting smoke on the meat at noon. I didn't pull it off the smoker for it to be done until 10:30 last night.
Oh, wow.
And then it had to rest for 3 hours. So then I got up and then I set an alarm, get up in the middle of the night, and then get it out of its resting. You put it in a cooler and let it just sits there, and it's already still wrapped. And then slice and then put it into airtight bags. I suck all the. What do you call those?
Vacuum seal.
Vacuum seal bags. So that's what y'all have now.
Those are sucker bags.
You know what we call them around here?
Those are sucker bags.
Sucker bags.
The
sucker sacks.
Anyway, so I normally, you know, it's funny because I was making a joke. I said, yeah, Big D ruined my intermittent fasting. And Carson goes, oh, you're doing that? I went, yeah, I skip breakfast every day. I just never eat breakfast. And it's funny how that has gone from, oh, it's somebody who doesn't have time to eat breakfast, to now it's okay because it's called intermittent fasting.
It's a strategy
now. It's the same thing, but now they're saying that I'm doing something strategic. I'm like, this is not strategic. This is, I'm late every day and I don't have time to eat. I got to just get out of the house to get to the office.
Hey, Carson. It's a little complaint.
Uh-oh.
This is something I've noticed. And I mean, I know why you do it. I'm just asking that. So when we had to tape up some stuff today, mm-hmm. so we had some people in.
Mm-hmm.
We had guests.
Mm-hmm.
And someone was famous celebrity people.
Yes.
Whenever we do that, you come in looking like we're doing a photo shoot for Vogue. Gorgeous.
This is true.
Everything is in place. Unbelievable. But come Monday, when we don't have anyone, you look like we just woke you up.
See, the difference is...
You're not wrong.
There's a lot of maintenance that goes into being a lady and a lot of preparation. Mm-hmm. We're dudes. We get up, you brush your teeth, you go to work.
Mm-hmm. That is not true.
That's
I have
true.
A whole skincare
what
session.
What is your skincare regimen?
So, first off, I am a... As soon as I get up, I brush my teeth.
Oh,
I am not a eat breakfast.
Is
all
that how
stuff.
You're able to skip breakfast?
I don't skip breakfast. So
you
I brush my teeth.
After brushing?
Yes.
You are a freak.
My Sonicare toothbrush, it has a 2-minute timer,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in it. I'm on. I'm 2 minutes. And then I have two different rinses I do.
Oh.
And then I have a.
No, wait. Okay, yes. So you rinse after brushing your teeth?
No, actually, I rinse before.
Okay.
I have the NyQuil. What's the stuff that's super powerful?
Listerine?
Listerine.
Mm-hmm.
So I have that, and I kind of go first.
Yep.
Kind of break up the whatever happened.
The night?
Yes.
Yes.
And then I get a little water, and then I, okay?
Yep.
Then I brush.
Okay.
Then I go back to more Listerine. That's when I gargle.
Mm-hmm.
Then that goes out, and then I do like a teeth whitening rinse that goes in for a
mm-hmm.
minute.
Okay.
All right. So
okay.
then okay. I will use like this. I forget what it's called. It's like this face cleaning thing. I don't do that. I don't have.
Are you making this whole thing up?
No, not the teeth thing, because I'm real weird about teeth.
Yeah, but you actually do all that before you eat breakfast.
And then yeah, and then I'll go have.
That's weird.
I do that too, though. I floss, then I have my mouthwashy stuff, and then I brush my teeth, and then I have breakfast like an hour later.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can go straight into it. It doesn't bother
but,
me.
I wake up and it's, you know, out the
door.
But
see, okay, but that's the thing. Like, you wake up and you're out the door. When we have guests coming in, so I get up, I get on the treadmill for an hour, and then I go do the flossing and the rinsing and whatever. And then I now have to get into makeup application and hair preparation, which is about an extra half hour to 45 minutes in my day, which is why... On days that we don't have people coming in, I get a little bit lazy and I take that half hour back for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Because do you like?
I would like that half hour.
Would you?
I would like to have that half hour from you.
Have you ever watched your wives put on makeup?
Yes.
Okay. Like, I mean, I start with a primer, then there's foundation, then I've got blush, and then I've got bronzer, then I have highlighter, and then I have.
So why do you have a bronzer if you already have a base?
Well, because the bronzer makes it darker, and it makes me look a little bit more tan, but then I have blush.
Why can't you just use a darker base?
Because then I have a weird, because I'm not that color.
And then you get people that have the line.
Yeah, then I have a line. And then I have to draw on my eyebrows, and then I might have to put on eyeliner, but there's definitely mascara. And then there's two different types of lipstick that go on. And then I have to curl my hair. And that's a lot of hairspray and dry shampoo. So see, like, there's a lot even just telling you about it. Imagine what it's like doing it. Yeah. So this is why I love you guys.
Yeah, do you?
But you know what I look like when it's all painted on?
I feel like in our relationship, Carson, we're at the stage where you know you got us. That's where we are.
You are on the hook, and it is all the way through.
The game's,
like, you're not wiggling
the game
off.
Has changed with Carson. When we hired Carson, She would come in every day.
Every day. Well,
you put your best foot forward always in any new relationship. And that's the problem is that's why people end up losing interest later is because people stop trying.
Yeah.
And it's not just, it's the guys too.
You should look at her when you're saying that.
I was thin and in shape at one point. Yeah. And you know,
But I still love you.
You get comfortable.
See?
Oh, you're not talking about me. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about just me in general.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
someone else. I was way skinny. You ever see the old pictures?
I guess not. I'll have to look them up.
I got to show you some. It was like whenever, you know, they always say that you become the five people that you hang out with the most. I used to be really thin. And then I started hanging out with these dudes.
Yeah, but what about me? I hung around you. You weren't strong enough to influence me.
Your calves got better, though.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, even I once got to draw in your eyebrows. Yeah. So that right there, that's five people. There's your influence. Mm-hmm. Also, understand part of the reason that I did dress up and put my best face forward every day was because Patrick hadn't added me to schedules yet, so I didn't know when we would have these celebrities coming in. So every day was kind of a surprise.
Oh,
and so I had to be ready.
So basically,
he can take me off lists, and then you would get this every day.
You used to have, you used to bring makeup in, didn't you?
I still have a bunch of makeup here, and a curling iron, and a brush, and hairspray, in case we have a surprise, like we did with Chris Hardwick.
Made the list for you.
We didn't know he was coming.
You thought that he was worth...
Oh,
you!
I had to, because I get in a little bit early every morning. And so when Patrick's like, yeah, you look cute today. And I'm in workout clothes. Like, I don't know what this means, Patrick. And he says, well, it just kind of happened. Chris Hardwick's going to be here in like 40 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Dropped everything. And I ran to the drugstore and I bought $70 worth of makeup and hair care products. And now they stay in the studio, so I will never be caught unaware again. Okay,
we have to do that every day. With her. Surprise her with a guest.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, they canceled.
Maybe we need to do something like that because we're surprised every day, yet we don't go out and run to the store for $70 makeup kits.
Yeah, but we're beautiful already. Yeah.
Yes, that's the thing.
We don't need to have... war paint.
So you're saying without makeup, she's not beautiful? You said we're beautiful already.
I'm saying that it helps her.
Enhances.
It enhances her. It's the same thing.
It's my armor. It makes me,
Terry Myers
I do it for me.
Says, why don't you just wear a hat like us? Because that's the smart thing.
Because I pay a lot of money for my hair to look like this.
Oh, that's
and
fair.
To have it pulled back seems like an absolute waste.
How much did it cost to get your hair done last?
About $250.
You. How often do you do that?
Every 6 weeks.
Oh.
So,
whoa. Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah,
that's the lady tax, man.
It's the red. It's the upkeep. Like if it was just, you know, I'm blonde naturally, and if I just, you know, made sure that it looked its best, it'd be cheaper. But because I do that red in the bottom, it's way more expensive.
You do what in the bottom?
The red that I have, that red hair. I have the red,
like the streak.
Yeah,
that
she
does.
That I have the two-toned hair. That's blonde.
How does that feel that I had to ask you what you're talking about?
Well, I will. In your defense, Big D, she's right under
a red light. Yeah.
Which washes out all the red, so it makes her hair look like it's always got red.
$250 every 6 weeks.
Yeah, and here's why it's a good investment. So you guys are extremely well known. Everybody knows Big D and Bubba, right? Not just the famous people, but the people who work with the famous people. Blonde girls, kind of a dime a dozen. But when you're the blonde girl with the red in your hair, they're
She's
like,
very recognizable.
They may not know my name, but they're like, oh, you're that girl with Big D and Bubba.
Yeah.
So it has, it's made me memorable.
What a horrible thing to have.
You know what, though? You guys gave me so much crap about when my beard was long, but I would get spotted across the room.
Yeah, but you know what? You looked freaking homeless.
No, I didn't.
It was horrific. Now that you don't look like that anymore,
nobody knows who I am.
You looked terrible.
So, good job.
Okay, am I lying? Carson, please.
It was not your best look.
It was not your best look. You looked like, honestly, you were going to ask me for a dollar. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, man, buy me a cheeseburger.
Patrick, he will not come off this. He is hardcore under that. I don't know why.
Wait, me or him?
No, him. No, you.
Yeah, for some reason,
you think
Patrick
it looks good, and I don't know why.
No, I like the beard. It's fun.
It looked terrible. No, now that you don't have it like that, it looked terrible. You have people some people like a Luke Combs. The dude needs a beard. You look good with facial hair, but you look good with short facial hair.
Yeah, trim it up.
I mean,
kept
you look
facial hair.
And I know you.
No. Dude, I look better with
facial hair. Sadly, I can't have it because, you know, firefighter thing.
You know what? Here's the problem. You had the hair growing out at the same time the beard was growing out. Maybe if the hair had been shaped, maybe it was the whole aesthetic. Was that the unkempt hair with the scraggly beard?
Do you know my favorite look Patrick ever had? And I will, till the day I die, I'll be like, man, he looked cool. Like, cool. It's when you had the mohawk.
So you see, you lose the argument. Because you don't think I should have the beard, but you think I should have a mohawk.
Well, the mohawk looks completely insane.
No, it didn't.
You can't have a mohawk accidentally.
And the mohawk would certainly make you memorable.
Oh, it, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, I would really look like a professional.
I will find the photo.
Oh, you think you look professional looking like you walked out of the woods?
No, but I mean, I wouldn't. But the mohawk wouldn't do it either, is what I'm saying.
Mailing package bombs.
Excuse me, can I get your address?
Oh, man, dude, I love you, Patrick. I really do.
I'm just saying, I can't tell you how many times we'd be at a concert and someone would be on stage and go, hey, Patrick,
here's $5.
All the time.
People
recognize me because the beard,
they
recognize
you, but for the wrong reasons. Dude, you're a good-looking dude.
Yeah, you know, they say no publicity is bad publicity. Maybe no attention's bad attention.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah.
People remember seeing you in a room.
I'm gonna paint.
Oh, Patrick was here. I saw him from across the room with his giant beard.
Well,
if he had the mohawk, I'm just saying.
God, the mohawk.
The mohawk looks so good. Stupid. I wish I got to find the pictures because I will put them up on social media so we can do it.
It was great.
It was a good look.
I was
man.
Also
he had the beard and he had the. It was like a
Evangeline was born.
Type
so I was 30 years old, maybe 29. Good. I think I was 29 years old. Like, it's a difference. You're a 40-year-old dude, you can't have a mohawk.
Sure
it's not.
Can.
No.
Why not?
You just look
Who
sad.
Wrote the rules?
I did.
You can't have a 40-year-old dude
with a mohawk.
There are days where I go, when do I have to give up the red? When am I, like, too old
Never.
For it?
I have a lady in my neighborhood. She's an older lady. She's, like, 85, and she has purple, purple hair.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, one day I was like, I saw her walking her dog and I'm like, oh man, look at that. And then I went, that's really cool.
That is cool.
I mean, to be the 85-year-old, you know, grandma or great grandma in some situations and, you know, be rocking the purple hair.
All right.
I'm like, yeah, that's really kind of hip.
She's my new inspiration.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about it.
So you don't have to give it up ever.
Yeah. There are just some times where I wonder, I'm like, oh, like, am I too old for this? Or am I going to be too old for this? But, you know, but that's part of the reason I try to keep it up because I don't want it to look, I never want it to look bad.
I would like to say this real quick, and I'm going to interrupt because Patrick walked out, and I do want to say this. Patrick, seriously, I mean no harm, no ill will, no ill intent. I love you. I'm just saying that friend to friend, the crazy look was crazy, and you look much better. Like at his wedding, didn't he look handsome?
Mm-hmm.
And I think he doesn't give himself enough credit, and maybe you're looking for a distraction sometimes, you know? Like, hey, don't look at me, look at this. And I'm just saying, I mean, don't miss out on the obvious. You're a good-looking dude. Don't waste it.
Wow, what?
I'm not making it weird. I'm just saying, I love you, man.
No, I'm with you, Pat. Just stop.
What?
Like, you know, you're like, you just keep going. That's why I'm kind of with Patrick here.
Oh, now you're on his side?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of, man, yeah, I was like,
yep.
Okay, I'll be quiet now.
No, you don't have to be quiet. Just don't be all that.
Go Tigers.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. So, we're back on the weight wagon. And, okay. Yep. So, next week we have a guy coming by.
Brian,
what's his last name?
Brian Wayne.
This guy is a songwriter who a couple years back was diagnosed with ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and he realized that he was quickly losing the ability to talk, to, you know, handle motor functions, you know, starting to lose hand coordination and all that kind of stuff. So he immediately took a lot of these songs that he wrote and then went into a studio, because he was a songwriter, he has connections, went into the studio and laid these songs down so his kids could hear his songs with his voice. And he put this stuff out. It's on all the streaming services, Bryan Wayne, Brian Wayne. And you listen to it and you go, man, this guy sounds great. He's amazing. And then to see him in interviews, you go, wow, you know. But for the grace of God, we could all be in a situation like that. Like you look at Steve Gleason from the NFL. He was an NFL player. 3 years later, he's in a wheelchair because of ALS. It's such a terrible disease that just comes out of nowhere. And I am so looking forward to Brian coming into the studio this week. Like, he's an inspiration. Like,
well, I'm excited to meet him because he and I go back and forth. We go back and forth on Twitter almost every day.
Really?
And we just send GIFs to each other.
Oh, so you've known him a while?
Yeah, we're just like both obsessed with the same TV show, and we just send GIFs.
That's I didn't even know you knew him.
Yeah, I think he started following me, and then he would send me GIFs, and I would send them back. So yeah, we've been going back and forth on Twitter, and it's nothing but a GIF party.
Oh.
Like, we haven't had actual even conversations, interactions. We just send little clips to each other.
That's awesome. Yeah. So it's like a meme war.
It's a meme party. Yeah.
Well, cool. So he'll be here with us, and then Dierks Bentley is doing a really
kind of like
creed.
Steel Panther for country.
Yeah, it's where he and his band members dress up as another group, and it's totally from the 90s. It's kind of a neat, like an alter ego kind of thing, and they're really pushing it and kind of taking it to the next level. I think Patrick told me that he would open up as.
Yes.
He would open up for himself.
Yeah. The group is called the Hot Country Nights.
With a K.
And the last time I saw Dierks, the Hot Country Nights opened. And I remember a friend of mine was like, oh, let's have a drink before the show. And I was like, I have to be there at opening because I've got to see the Hot Country Nights. Mm-hmm. Because it was him, and I think it's his band that he performs with on stage. But then they play all these 90s songs, and they come out in the outfits. And I love vintage, and some of the stuff they're wearing, I'm like, where did you get that? I will buy that off your back. And they are so much fun. They're such a good time. And I love that Dierks was like his own opening act.
Yeah.
It was so great. I was like, that's Entertainer of the Year right there.
So they're going to be in next week, but when they're in, they're them. It's not,
and we can't talk to him like it's. I mean, we've known Dierks forever.
Yeah, we won't go back and forth.
Dierks.
Yeah, it's going to be Doug.
What Douglasen. Is his name? Doug.
That's his name.
Doug D. Douglasen.
Yeah.
And so,
it's like Bodie McBoatface.
So that would be fun, man. I'm kind of into it.
I enjoy the
acting and all that.
Yeah, their Twitter account is up and it's live and they post videos and it's
It's a thing. It's a
they're
real
like yeah
thing.
they're one of my new favorite follows.
Their song on Spotify, what's the name of it? Anybody?
Get a truck, somebody.
Something like that. It's Pick Him Up or something.
Yeah, Pick Her Up, Get In It.
Such a good song. It's like Little Texas and all those bands from the early 90s just done over with nowadays production. It sounds like back then and it's good. Like,
yeah.
I think if they wouldn't have done this as a joke or as a little gag, the band would have actually made it.
Yeah, for as much fun as it is,
yeah,
it's good music. It's really good music. I've already sent the video to like 6 people.
Have you heard the rest of the album?
No, nobody played that for
Patrick
me.
Patrick said he had heard it, and he said it sounded great.
Hmm.
So I don't know. Look forward to
what we get out of them.
That'll be next week as well. Anything else, you guys?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, Dustin.
Dustin coming up for those listening to the podcast on audio. That is going to come up after the Patrick jingle. Is there anything else? So weight loss, we talked about hair and makeup, and pretty much I think we have covered it all.
Everything's covered, Bubba.
Okay.
We have done it all.
Here we go.
Go Tigers.
Yeah.
Go Tigers.
And thank you, O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
This was the podcast, but now it's over, but that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Hey, it's a big time for Dustin Lynch. Got a new album out. It's called Tullahoma, and you can get it now. It's available at Super Walmarts. It is, but it's also available everywhere else. When's the last time you've been in a Walmart?
Yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Can you walk around and do all that?
I feel kind of bad. I had someone go, excuse me, sir, excuse me, and I knew they were talking to me. But I didn't feel like talking to them.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, maybe she's talking to him. Yeah, I kept rolling.
Just kept going.
And then she didn't bother me, so I'm like, oh, I guess it wasn't that important. But I'm sure she was.
Were you wearing a blue vest? I mean, could you have possibly been mistaken for a worker?
No, I was in a gray hoodie. Do they wear gray hoodies there?
I don't think they might. I think that's probably why she was grabbing me. Switching things up.
So like when I always remember the stories about like Michael Jackson. Trust me, you're no Michael Jackson. But Michael Jackson.
On so many levels.
Would, and that's a good thing.
Thank you.
But he would like, you know, get full makeup, like wigs and completely.
It was a Hollywood production?
It was like a, yeah. Like
to
a
go
Halloween
out in the public?
Yes. So that man, no one
I never want
is.
That. I will no one ever wants that.
I will say, I remember early on Carrie Underwood telling us that she tried that with like, you know, no makeup and the glasses and a hat and try to go in and be. And then she says the bad part is someone will still recognize you and you look awful.
Yeah. And then they take a picture.
And then they take a picture.
And then that's
and
floating around.
Like
exactly.
What is it now? Might as well just be you.
What is it now when like when people walk up to you, like if you're out in public shopping or grocery shopping or getting coffee and people walk up to you, like what's the go-to move for them?
Usually it's, does anybody ever tell you you look exactly like Dustin Lynch? And I go, I get that all the time.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they'll go,
you have to change your voice. You have to. You got to come up with a new.
Yeah, you have to go.
I get that all the time.
See, if you do that, they'll be like, oh, it's definitely not him.
But don't you think they already know you?
50% of the people, I don't know, will walk away and the other 50 will go, but are you him? And I'll go, well, yeah. I'll never lie about it, but. You know,
is it all selfies nowadays?
That's all everybody wants.
I know it was
weird.
They don't want a conversation.
No, it also
they don't
want to
know anything about you. They just want the picture.
Yep. But it went from you had to go everywhere carrying a Sharpie because somebody
wanted autographs.
But now you don't even need a Sharpie anymore.
No, exactly. Just smile.
You've got it down too, don't you? Do you have?
I've got the selfie angle down.
Like you know, are you a head tilter? Like a lot of girls will tilt their head weird. Like you look at it, looks like they
a confused
like,
puppy.
Well, yeah, we have to stretch our necks out so we don't get a double chin. That's what the hill tilt. Because like the last thing I want is I approach him in Walmart and I say, hey, can we do a selfie? And I come out looking like I've got like a frog chin.
Like you can't touch that up on the app where it doesn't fit.
I mean, it's difficult. But
I remember one time Lee was talking about how when we would take pictures, he would lean his head. He goes, here's the key,
you
boys.
Turtle it out.
Is you take your head and it feels weird to you, but you stretch it out.
Who was saying this?
Lee Bryce. You stretch it straight out and you don't, like, it feels like you're looking weird, but on the camera it doesn't. And it makes everything look smaller.
Now I'm going to be self-conscious next time I get selfie.
Every time I do it, I'm like this.
I look turtle in my head.
I forget to. And I'm like, I always kick myself after. I'm like, I forgot
the turtle head.
Yeah, I forgot to do the, you know, Leonardo.
Now probably go look at Lee pictures and you're like, oh my gosh, what a goober. Look at his turtle
neck.
He's all doing the turtle thing. It's obvious.
He pulled his neck out. Selfieing too much.
Dustin has a new album out. It's called Tullahoma. We'll talk more about the album coming up next with Dustin Lynch. Dustin Lynch's new album is out. It's called Tullahoma, his hometown. And he is joining us talking about it. And we have the album. We're trying to get some of the audio here now.
What's going on? They're like Carson and Bubba.
Yeah, because I'm playing it on the I don't have the physical actual CD. I'm playing it off the internet because.
Well, you have Dustin. He could just sing every song.
I wonder if I could.
On the album.
I've been riding around in my truck making sure I know the words. We got rehearsals coming up. I'm like, well.
Yeah, I guess you got to really do learn all these. That, don't you? Now, how many new songs will you do on the tour?
Good question. We haven't started locking that in yet. I'm hoping all of them.
Oh.
What's your favorite one
all of
on
them?
The new album?
My favorite one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
You want me to tell you the titles? Mama's House, Dirt Road, Thinking About You, Riding Roads, Old Country Song, World Ain't Yours and Mine, Country Star, Working on You, Little Town Living, Red Dirt, Blue Eyes, Good Girl.
I would say The Moment with Lauren Elena, Think About You.
Okay.
It's probably my favorite. She makes me sound good. You going to dial that one up?
Yeah, I am.
Cool.
Look who it is, last call I thought I'd get. How's your mama, how you been? Girl, it's been too long.
So it's me calling Lauren right here. Actually, Lauren called me first. She called me. That's how
is that why the mic is a little processed, a little thin? Like, it's got a lot of compression, but it's got a lot of high end, like mid-range almost.
Yeah, she called me.
Does it sound
me.
Like it's on the phone?
No.
No, that's what it sounds like. I'm like, because I was gonna comment about how sort. I like the filter. Yeah. I was just thinking about that weekend out of
Cumberland Lake, and that one time in Baton Rouge. Yeah, Justin, all worried about it now.
No, it sounds. I thought it was like a phone thing. I was like, I really like that mic processing. I'm such a nerd.
I was gonna say maybe my producer's in on something I don't know about there.
So this is where Lauren comes in.
There she comes. The dancing Lauren.
Hey, I just gotta say, I heard your song the other day, and it put a smile on my face when I started really missing.
I really like this song, and I'm not saying it just because you're here. I like it, and I also like the fact that you have two different mic settings.
I know.
Hers your mic is different than her mic.
It's so funny. You know why?
Y'all weren't there at the same time?
We had to fly to California and tape her in the hotel room because she couldn't get out of Dayton.
So her vocal was laid down in a hotel room?
Yeah.
That's great.
Do you have like she's put like a sheet over
a
her
laptop,
head?
Man?
Well, we could have done like we could have gone to a studio out there, but it just felt like the story would be cooler if we just did it.
It is.
Now.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's really cool. You know? All right, so people can actually go and get this now. The album is finally out. It's called Tullahoma, and that's the kind of stuff we would have known if we hadn't just brought it up.
Yeah.
So y'all can make fun about facts. Me talking about how nerdy it is that for the microphone settings were sounding cool to me, but we learned something.
No, each song we do, you know, calls for a different treatment of the vocal, and it just always ends up different. And here's the deal. I recorded, and I haven't got to do this a lot, but we recorded a lot of this album vocally in between tour dates. So there's certain days where I'm feeling really well rested, and there's certain days where I'm like, man, I don't want to sing. But we got to get this done. So.
Yeah.
And I can tell. I don't think the normal person can tell.
Do you feel like you
sound tell.
Tired? On
There's
like,
a couple songs where I can tell I was a little bit fried from touring too much.
Don't tell
whatever.
Us because we want to actually listen and try to figure it out.
It'll be a game.
Yeah. No, the quest is on. No.
All right. The album is called Tullahoma. More with Dustin Lynch coming up. Dustin Lynch, the new album is out. It's called Tullahoma. Make sure you get it. You're not real big into New Year's resolutions. Like, you don't seem to that type to me.
I don't. I like to get a head start. Like, I'll start my, I think it's the motivating thing. Most people that start a resolution January 1 don't stick with it. So I'll try and come in December and go, wow, wait. My dad waits every year.
That's what
he
I
goes,
did.
Man, he's every year, man, in the new year, I'm going to start going to the gym and this and that. I'm like, man, it's just do it now. Why wait 3 weeks?
I did that. I started last November and I was good to go.
Yeah.
The problem is I was able to quit the resolution like before I normally would have. See, I think I would have been in better shape if I had stuck with it starting in January.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, for the record, Bubba goes on a diet like every week and is usually
Tuesday. Bubba also goes to the gym to sleep. He sleeps in his car in the parking lot.
He sleeps in his Jeep in the parking lot.
Tell me about that. Why?
Because it's comfortable. I show up at the gym and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to just lay down for a moment.
Yeah.
So I crack the windows, turn the engine off because you don't want to get carbon monoxide poisoning. And then I'll take a little nap. Yeah.
And then go, okay, that felt good. It was a good workout.
And sometimes I wake up and go in after. And sometimes I wake up and go. Sometimes
you leave.
But I wake up, she's telling on me because she'll be in the gym watching me.
I see the Jeep pull up and I'm like, Bubba's coming in. No, he's not. Nope. And then I'll see the Jeep leave because I'm still on the treadmill.
I'll get caught in the parking lot on my phone. 30 minutes later, go, okay, geez.
Wasted too much time. Yeah. Gotta go.
Well, you keep putting it off. You're like, man, you're already in the parking lot. Get in there, get it over with.
Yeah.
The hardest part is to get into the door.
It sucks.
I hate the gym. I really do.
I do too.
Obviously, you can tell with me, though. You can't tell with you.
No.
Well, my old gym was the worst. It had this big, like, extra long flight of stairs at the entrance. So you'd walk in the door, and then you had to climb this big old giant flight of stairs just to get in. I'm like, by the time I get to the top, I'm exhausted.
You're over it.
You've already
done
your cardio.
I know. I stand at the top one time. This guy walked by and goes, that was a good workout today. And I wanted to go, I just got here. But I was like, yeah, going for round two.
Well, hey, man, back to your album and the tour. Dustin, the State Country Tour with Travis Denning, who we love. This is, I mean, that's just awesome, man. You're going to be doing these tours. It's yours. All the money is on your back.
It is.
You're responsible.
All the
you
pressure.
That's right.
People's families eat or not because of you.
Literally.
Oh, no stress.
Oh, my gosh. Bubba, what are
Little
you
Timmy. Tiny Tim.
Hello, sir.
It's crazy. We've gone from a small group of single guys to now a big group of guys with families.
Yeah.
And,
it's the
I
same
don't take
guys.
That lightly.
It's
same guys.
Same guys, right?
Yeah, same guys. Yeah, a lot good. Of the same. Yeah, most of the same.
That's great.
Especially the band. So, yeah, there's a lot of mouths to feed now.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's good. It's a great challenge, and so blessed to be doing this still.
For know? Sure.
Do you have like old pictures of like the first tour with the core group? I think it would be cool to take a picture of of that core group and then take a picture of now what that group has grown into.
That would be cool. We haven't done a group like that, but we've done kind of the 10-year challenge with before, right when we hit the road as a band and now. And it's like, oof.
Whatever.
Right, get Dustin's new album. It's called Tullahoma. And then, of course, see him on the road of the Stay Country tour with Travis Denning, Dustin Lynch. Always good to see you, brother. Thank you
guys
so much,
for having me in.